Paul Kwame is quite a maestro. He's forceful enough to make his students want to work hard for him, and gentle enough to pull out the best work, no matter how many times they have to repeat a verse or sustain a note.
I came here because of you. So you are my inspiration, and we'll work together to make this happen. We'll have fun, right?
Yes.
Great. All right, so let's sing again.
The Durham School of the Arts is known statewide for its choral department. Three of its ensembles make up the group that's practicing now and will get the chance to sing with the world-renowned Fisk Jubilee Singers of Fisk University of Nashville, Tennessee. The Jubilee Singers date back to 1871.
So from beginning, ready? One, two, and three, and... Very good. Sopranos, what are your first few words? All right, good.
The girls are a little nervous and get even more nervous at the thought that Kwame is considering having them sing one at a time to make sure Swing Low, Sweet Chariot is perfect.
You've all been on the playgrounds, right? What does a swing look like? All right. So I want you to feel that swing low. Swing low. You see that? All right. Is he all right?
Yeah, she is.
Okay.
There she goes. An alto faints. Sean Greer is one of the choral directors at DSA. He's seen this before.
And typically it comes from them trying to actually do exactly what we want them to do, which is to stand up really tall and really straight and almost militant, and then they end up locking their knees, which prevents blood flow to their head and, you know, then they sometimes take a tumble. But it's always okay. We always tell them their safety is more important than the music.
Kwame keeps on with the rehearsal. The big concert is coming up fast. Sopranos get to sit down and rest a little. Time for the tenors and basses.
One, two, three, and sing.
Sweet low chariot, coming for to carry me.
Okay, right there. Tenors, let's work on that. Coming for to carry me. Oh. Let's sing that line. Ready? Go.
Negro spirituals are tightly linked to African-American culture and to the slaves who originally sang them. It was a way of expressing their conditions along with the hope of being free one day. Kwame stresses to the teenagers to let their minds, hearts, and voices flow gently, quietly like a stream of water, and to hold the M in home. Time to add altos to the male voices.
You know, when you have a group of people singing one phrase and one person drops out because that person has to take a breath, you can always feel that loss. So let's all carry that phrase to the end. All right? Again?
Coming for to carry me.
Will you remember all this?
Yes.
Rehearsal is over for the day. The students are pumped up and ready for their close-up tonight at Duke University when they sing with the Fisk Jubilee Singers. Nigeia Hunt, Una Healy, and Andrew Davis are all 16 years old.
I know I need to work on my facial expressions. Sometimes I'm just like, you know, dead.
I'm the same way. Sometimes when I'm really emotional, I don't look like it externally because I'm not an actress, so it just, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just smile. I just need to smile more and act like I'm having fun to be there. But I am having fun to be there, of course.
A win for Kwame. They're humming a new tune.
One last verse, sick and disabled. Dip your finger in the water, come and cool my tongue.
Next week, the maestro travels to Florida to work with another group of high school singers. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.